pasuk says, "Vayim b'derech b'maloi v'yigoshei Hashem v'yavakish hamisoi." Atikach sepayra tzar v'tichrois es arlas benova tiga baraglam taimer kichsan damim atali v'yeref imenu oz amr chasan damim lamulois. So Gemara Nedarim, the end of the third parak, Gemara brings down. Machlekes and Moshe Benu was Nisrashel in mitzvah Milo. Tanya, Shuma Karachaim, Gedol Milo, she calls Chuyisha, Asa Moshe, Rabbeinu, Lomdelech, she's Rashel Man Amilish. Never Vayev Kasheu Hashem, Vayevakish Amisa, Omer Rebbe, Chas Risholem, She Moshe Rabbeinu, Nisrashel Man Amilo, Kach Omer, Emol, Vayetze, Sakonehi, She Nemar, Vayehi, Vayeim Ashlishi, Vayeisim Koyavim, etc. So Mel says Emol Veshloish Yomim. So Elmai, I'll do the Mila now. So you can't do the Mila then and go right away. Elmai, wait. Hashem said, go to Mitzrayim. So Mel was stuck. He had no choice but to wait. Ella Mifnei Shenis Askemol in Tchilos. So when he came to the Maloi, the Yibam Maloi, then he should have been at that point already. Should have been Isaac in the Mila. Farshim explained it was close to Mitzrayim, so there wouldn't have been a Sakana, and therefore he should have been Isaac and Mila first. Now it's interesting, Rashi says, she's asking Malan Tfilah, the Farish and Darim, Rashi says, I told Isaac Mila Malon, some of Mitzrayim, like Isaac Kana. But Isaac Tinik, Rashi adds, like Haya, but Isaac Shael ben Shemayna Yamin. It's mashed for that on that day, it was 8 days. So, first of all, the Chrenim ask, in Cain, so what was all time on Moshe Benu? It was Mila Shalab Ismana. So, what was the time that they should on Mila first, according to other man the Amar? So, the Maratzchias and others want to say, that Taina was, they should have done it, if they couldn't have done it on the Derech, he should have done it before. No, I'm sorry, what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Emo the Eitz, Eitz Akana, what was it having me to do it then? It wasn't his man. So he say no, but he was saying, if he wanted to miss Akana, he would have done it then, because, he won't be able to do later, he won't be able to do before. And Ma'aseh Shechonar, the Paskins, the Mila Teich Zman, you don't need to talk with Dambris, Mashma, there's a Psakim and Mila. But Ma'aseh, the other Chaim don't like this, the Beis Yitzchak says, what are you about that he's supposed to do Bezman? So why would he, he shouldn't do it, there's no tzad, he should do it before. It's probably because I was rather thinking the Chayr Shleib Bezmanah. Anyway, Shleib is manis. He might as well do it afterwards. What's the mile of doing it? What's the mile of doing it before? Either way, Shleib is manis. Bizman is on B'yayim HaShmini Yimol. That's his mana. So you don't gain anything by doing it before or doing it after. So you might as well do it after. Why should you do it before? Okay. Akapanim, that's one Nakuda. Another Nakuda, and this is a big question that Kadmainim, I'm trying to ask. Their aim, and the Shidduch Betzes, they asked Akasha, what was they had to Moshe Rabbeinu? Not do Mila, because of a Sakana. Haray, why are we allowed to be doing a mitzvah because of a Sakana? Because it says, V'chai behem. V'chai behem, v'loish yamas behem. So Mela, but he says, the mitzvah of V'chai behem was only said to Yisrael, it wasn't said to Bnei Noach. So Mela, before Man Torah, they didn't have Bnei Noach. You didn't even want to say L'chumra, they kept the call of Terakula, but Pashtis, L'kula, they didn't have a din of Jews. Mela, what was the heter? Not to do Mila, because of Chashash Sakana, Haray, there's no heter of Chaydan. Oh, so truth of the matter is, we can maybe say an answer, but in order to say this answer, we need a few hakdamas. One hakira is, when we say that they're status of Benayach, right? Now the question is, What about mitzvahs that there were mitzvah alts b'nei Noach? I mean, mitzvahs mila, Avraham Avinu was mitzvah, all the b'nei Noach were mitzvah mila. Elamai l'chayra, mila is a Yiddish mitzvah. Yeah, mila is not a Goyish mitzvah. Mela, the question is, when the mitzvahs that they had as Jews, even though before Matan Torah, does that have a status of Jewish mitzvahs? Or does that have a status of like, for them, there's like an extra mitzvah? So it seems to be a machlokes about this. The Marsha over here in the Darim says, what's the tzad that Moshe Benu was, they wanted to kill Moshe Benu, right? Because he was a Shrasha B'Mila. But L'chaira, Mila is a bit lase. It's not punishable by death. So why was Moshe in Sakana? And Sakana is in Sakana of Misa. In other words, even though there's Karas Famila, but Avada, the Karas Famila is only, for the person who's not mal himself, but for the mitzvah of the father, the mitzvah of Av is Yom HaShmini Yimol, that zichanakar is just a mitzvah ba'alma. And for the Marsha, that haray by Bnei Noach we say as harason zuhi misason, and Bnei Noach chay misa on all shev mitzvahs, even though we're not talking about a mitzvah that b'etzim, if it would be by Jewish mitzvah, would be chay misa. So mails up the Marsha here also, if there were mitzvah mila, it fits into the bill of as harason zuhi misason. Haray we see from the Marsha that even though the mitzvah mila is what I would call a Yiddish mitzvah, still, it's not subject to the halachas of the Jews. It's still, since it was given to them as Bnei Noach, it's subject to the general klal by mitzvah Bnei Noach of Azarasan Zuhi Misasan. Now, the Shita, in his second teretz on the kasha of V'chai Behem, what was the head of Moshe Benu not do Mila? He says that the mitzvah Mila is weaker than killing. He's saying, even though there's no b'chai behem, but since mila is mitzvah kal, so stam misvara, mila is not nitche b'fnei pekuach nefesh. Akapanim, what does he say on the way? He says that mila is not punishable by death. Why? So chayyur, we have machleikus in the Marsha and the Shin Gubetzes. The guy b'dis chakira. The guy b'chakira by a mitzvah. The mitzvah. What I would say, a Jewish mitzvah. Do we say that even though there were mitzvah as Bnei Noach, doesn't have the gedarim of mitzvah Bnei Noach or the gedarim of mitzvahs of Yisrael? So that's one shayla. Another shayla we declare when we say b'chai behem lo yish yamas behem, right? That mitzvahs were not given, that you have to kill yourself for mitzvahs. So the question is that a general mitzvah? Kuch nefesh is daich kol tara kula. And b'meila. You're not mechuyev give your life any mitzvah, it's a general mitzvah, or no? Or do we say the pshat is that each mitzvah pshat is the gvul of what you mechuyev, how much you mechuyev for that mitzvah is not through debt. Like is how much you have to spend for mitzvahs, but that could be it's the gvul in each and every mitzvah. So meila. Oh, so if you put these two chakiras together, we can answer the kasha of a chayben. If we say that Batsa Mila is a Yiddish mitzvah, and it's totally in the Hagdaras of of tayag mitzvah, not shem mitzvah noyach. And we say that the geder of v'chai b'hem is not a new mitzvah called v'chai b'hem. It's a hagbola, it's a gvul, it's a limitation in each and every mitzvah. So meila, if it's a limitation in each mitzvah that you only have to do the mitzvah until death, since meila is a Yiddish mitzvah, and by Yiddish mitzvahs there is hagbola of v'chai b'hem, meila. That's why there won't be any chiyuv to do the mila, even though it might result in death. But if you held that v'chai b'hem stam, an outside mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah, stam telling you a general clown got the old mitzvahs, then it's sof kasof. Then you have the kasha; they didn't get it yet. But come on, if you put these two chakiris together, we can have a teretz to the kasha. The Prashas Drachim, famously known for his discussion and what was the status of the Avos before Matan Torah, the Ketan Torah, what was the status? Were they Bnei Noach? Were they, you know, the Yisrael? You know, Mechalkes Yosef, the brothers, v'chulu v'chulu. Yeah. So the Prashas Drachim, Mishnah Melech, asked on the aim, if you want to say that Ben Noach is not Metzuv M'chai B'hem, but he says still, he's not M'chuyv to give up his life. Why? So he says, the Gemara Sanhedrin, I find Dalar on the base, in the bottom of the page. Gemara is Metzupik, if a Ben Noach is Metzuv al Kiddush Hashem, meaning, if a guy comes over, or anybody comes over to a guy, and tells him to be over one of the Shem Mitzvah Noach, if not, he's going to kill him. Is he mechuyev to do the mitzvah even though he's going to get killed? Or not to be over on the veir, even though he's going to get killed? So, Fetaisiv is, what do you mean? What's the Shiloh? Hare, v'chai b'hem is said by Yisrael, and not by Ben Noach. So if he has no v'chai b'hem, so of course he's mechuyev to give up his life. He's mechuyev to do the mitzvah, there's no heter v'chai b'hem, so what's the Shiloh? What's the chashav if he mitzvah kiddush Hashem? There's no b'chayim, then anyway he's mechuyev. What's the shayla? Zok Taisa is that the only reason why that we need b'chayim by a Jew is that we shouldn't learn out from a tzeach naim rosa that you heard by Yava. Because by Jew there are some mitzvahs with his kiddush Hashem, the chivit, and the chiv you heard by Yava. So I might think that Hu Adin, there should be mitzvah, there should be, give your life all the mitzvahs as well. That's why we need V'chaibim. So V'chaibim is just coming to offset what I might have learned out from Ritzicha and Gilarites. So male by a guy, if he's not mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, that means even by the Gimel Aver, he's not mechuyev to give up his life. So then, I have no reason to think that by Shabbos he's mechuyev to give up his life. So Mela, I don't need the Chayvah. Mela, so by a guy, Al Atzad, that he's not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, even though he's not mitzvah in Chayvah, he's not mechuyev to give up his life. That's what comes out from the sugya in Sanhedrin and the sugya and Taisvis. So, Mele, fact the Mishnah Melech, fact the Brashas Drachim, Im Kain, what does their aim say? That a Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechuyev to give up his, to do the meal, even though it's going to be a Sakana. Why there's no B'chai Ben? But Al Atzad, Ben Noach is not Metzuv in Kiddush Hashem. And that's how the Rambam paskins. Ben Noach is not Metzuv in Kiddush Hashem. Im Kain, even though there's no V'chai B'hem, but you don't need V'chai B'hem. Because we have no place to learn out that the M'chuyev to give up the life, that V'chai B'hem has to say they're not. It's only by a Jew, that he's mechuyev to give up his life by Gimel Averis, you might think, or the Shara Mitzvahs, Kamash Mon Chayben, then we need the Chayben. The guy doesn't need the Chayben, because it never starts, because there's no place to learn out that he's mechuyev to give up his life. It's like this. There's a Shara Nachrayim, Pim Godim in the Tevez Gaima, Kfegim lives down in Yerdeya. Is there an iser? If a guy is besakana, and he has to eat Eiv Menachai to save his life, are you allowed to give it to him? Is there a problem with Me'iver? Are you allowed to give it to him? So the question is, so what's the shayla? What's Pim Godim talking about? What's a shayla? Because it's not v'chay ben. So Mela, the guy is not allowed to eat Eiv Menachai to save his life. But again, the chayra have the same problem. But like, you have the Mishnah Melech's problem. That, but since the guy is not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, Mela, he's not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, but Mela, you don't need v'chay ben. So Mela, chayra, if he's not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, so then l'chayra, you don't need the chayben to tell him he's allowed to be oivin aveira. It's only a Jew that's mitzvah kiddush Hashem needs the chayben. So go, he doesn't have the chayben. Just like we say that when Maskari is not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, he's not going to give up his life. So l'chayra, what then? He should be able to eat nevela oivin achay to save his life. It's like this. The achrayim. Or mechalik between an anos, an oinus, when someone's forcing you to do an avera by gunpoint, or a chayli. And the Michas Chinuch says that even though when we say a guy is not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, that means that if a guy points a gun to his head, he's not mechayev to have himself get killed. However, the guy be chayli, it's different. Because the chayli is not an oinus. You see, about oinus, that there's a mesvar, there's a p'tur that even a guy has. There's a p'tur oinus. And therefore, if he's not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, he's not mechuyev to give up his life. Mashenke, the guy be chayli, no one's forcing you to eat it. You're doing it on your own volition because you want to save your life. Who said that you're allowed to? Oinus is a p'tor. Oinus is if you didn't do it. Oinus is a p'tor. It's made out of child, but it's me and my guy. My shame came by chayli, there, no one's forcing you to do it. You, on your own volition, you want to do it because you want to live. And the mechzir is back down the Rambam. Because when it comes to a Jew, in Hilchus HaTorah, Hey Vav, Rambam says, the Rambam says that Kinyan Shamru ba Ainsin kach Amru b'chaloyim. Ketzad, someone's sick, etc. He's allowed to be over in this earth to save his life, except Abayezar Gerai Shvichas Dhamma. Now, Nilchus Malachim, the Rambam says, Benoich Shansu Anos, Lavar al Achas Mitzvay, so Mutloy Lavar. I told you, Rambam Paskins, a guy is not Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. Now, that's it. And the Rambam doesn't add over there, K'shem k'derech sh'amru b'anos kach ayim b'chayli. The Rambam doesn't say that. Mashma, that's the difference between a chayli and an oinus. And the whole heter of that a guy is not mechuyev to give up his life is dafka by an oinus, where there is a p'tur oinus, Mashen came by chayli, it's not an oinus. And since he doesn't have a chaybehem, so there's no heter. This will be a way to explain the Pirim Godim, why is there a tzad that you now give him the Eiv Menachai. Now, that's the Yisayid of the chilup between Anos and Chayli. We also, many Achrayim say B'das Rambam. Because the Rambam, and again, you say the Torah Perakei, Ram is mechalik between Anas and Chayli le'inyin b'di'evet. Hare b'adigimel aveiris din is yaharig ba'al yavar. Let's say what happens if a guy is not ayin ben nisayin and he's ayin on the veira. He's ayin on the veira. Says the Rambam, even though he was ayin on mitzvahs asay b'leis of kiddush Hashem, echul Hashem, but since he did it b'ayinis, he doesn't get malk, he doesn't get any ayinish. B'di'evet. Even by the big three. But when it comes to someone that's ayin ben veira, because he was sick, and he's matzah himself with a vayzar gerai shrichas damin. There the Rambam says, "Ava v'nisrape einshin oisai bezdin einish hara oiloi." So then the Rambam's mash by the eved, by the gimel averis, by chayli, you get punished. Einish hara oiloi, meaning what's the chalak? Zogin achrayim, because by when a guy is pointing a gun to your head. So at least the design is over here. So even though you spoke Matzad Kiddush Hashem, you're supposed to give up your life. L'chatchila, shayim, but the evidence if you didn't, at least you're not chayim because ma'is you're an einus. You're mevatel in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. That's what you're mevatel. But by chayli is not considered an einus b'chlal. Ela ma'is of heter v'chayim behem. But here is no heter v'chayim behem. By the gimel averis. So mail, then you get einus haroyloi. And that's how the Chem de Shleim explains the Rambam, because an Aynis, as he goes the Hishtigal, an Aynis is not an Averi B'chal. B'chayli is just you decided that you want to live. Now, fine, that will explain the Chiluk by a Nayach between an Anas and a Chayli. What the Minchas Chinuch says. Mail is up the Chem de Shleima. We can answer the Reim. What was the Mishnah Mel's Kash on the Reim? What are you having me trying to Chai Behem? What are you telling me that guy that Moshe didn't have a Chai Behem before Matan Torah? Therefore, he's Mechuyiv to the Mila. But we pass in that he's not Mechuyiv. He's not Mechuyiv in Kiddush Hashem. If not mechayim in Kiddush Hashem, then you don't need the chayim behem. So anyway, he's not mechayim to do the mitzvah. So the Chem de Shleima, according to the chiluk we said before, that dafka by an einus, when this means the guy got pointing a gun to your head, that's where we say that a guy, if he's not mechayim in Kiddush Hashem, he doesn't need the chayim behem. He's not mechayim in Kiddush Hashem, he's not mechayim to give his life. That's only when there's an einus. But a chayli not, and maybe what the mila? What the mila? Mila is like chayli. There's no einus over here. You don't want to do the mila. You have a chiv to mila. Elamai, you're worried that something's going to happen. The kid might be mizakana. No? In such a case, we say there's no heter. That's the ayimik pshat in the Reim's kasha, that v'chaybem, even though a guy is not mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Okay, now the Prashas Drachim, the Mishnah Melech asks another kasha. They even want to say there's no hetter b'kuch nefesh. So that's wonderful that a person is mechuyev do a mitzvah, even though he's going to put his life in danger. Other fact, the Mishnah Melech, it's very nice and wonderful that you want to do a mitzvah, so you put someone else's life in danger. Moshe Benner has mitzvah mila. Now, Moshe Benner is not b'sakana. Who's b'sakana? The child. So, mech teisi, even if there's no head of a chayim behem, it means I'm going to do mitzvah, even though it might endanger my life, but I can't endanger someone else's life for my mitzvah. As they affect the Parashat Drachim. So, kidua, this terrorist I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Zalig Epstein, that's how, then after they found that the Klei Chemden, the Sefer Chemden's Yisrael, says his terrorist as well, that Kidua the Chakir by Mitzvah Mila is the mitzvah, is the Gedder Mitzvah Mila, that the mitzvah is the father's mitzvah, and the son is just a chitimsa for the mitzvah, but it's the father's mitzvah mila. Well, no, really, kilu is the kid's mitzvah, but when the kid's young, can't do the mitzvah. He's 8 days old, he can't do it. So Tariq told the father to do it, kilu for him, kilu b'shlichas of the child. So Mela, the Mela, so we say like this. If we say, so this is one thing that's mechalik is the precious drachim and the rain. The precious drachim that says you can't be misakin someone else for the mila. He's assuming that the child it's not his mitzvah; it's the father's mitzvah. So the father can't be misakin the child in order to do his mitzvah. Hashem came. The Reim holds no. The mitzvah is the child's mitzvah. The mitzvah is the child's mitzvah. Mela, you're allowed to be misakin the child for his mitzvah. And my is another derived from Rashi, like to this side. Same idea. Rashi and Chulin, Memzayinu and Beis. Where we had a story in Nasan Abavli that they brought him a kid that his brothers died Machmas Mila, and he saw that it was like Nivlei Dam. So he said you should wait, and then until the child develops and the dam, it circulates better. And they did it, and they taka named him after they named Nasan Abavli. So Rashi says, so the question is, even without that, how can Masakin the Yelid? Elmai Kanal. Elmai says the Klechant is another raya, very interesting raya. Very nice raya from Rashi Babakama. When the Gemara handles over there, an Eved being Pasul Eidus, so without getting involved in the Sugya there, but the Gemara says, Gemara handling is pinning Eved against the Katan. The Gemara says, Mala Katan Sheena B'mitzvahs. So we're not going to get to the cheshbon right now, but the Gemara says those words: Malakotin she'ainu b'mitzvah. Zok Rashi. Rashi had the gears ainu b'chol mitzvahs. Rashi says el b'mitzas. What does it mean? Mitzas min da'isha mechuyeves b'lavin v'oinshin. The cotton yeshnoi b'mila. Okay. So Rashi Beferish, cotton is Yeshna Mila and cotton Yeshna Mila. He's just the echdim's of father's Mila, he's not Yeshna Mila. Elamai Vaistah is it's really his Mila. And Abinazer is Medayag like that from the Medrash that says that Avram Mitzvah Mila, Yitzchak, Chon Cholaches. Yitzchak was the one that made Mila, was Machanach Mitzvah Mila for Yemeshmini. So we see Lechaira that Mitzvah is on the child. And there's Iran, which I looked all over, I couldn't find it. I remember Tshuva Saran, my mom was driving so crazy trying to find it. There's Tshuva Saran, but the Shreinim handle, if you have a bismillah on Yom Kippur, what do you do with the wine? So the child can give it to Tina, can give it to someone else, give it to a kid. So the whole sugi in Erev and Dathmem, mitzvah, like I was saying, the bracha of Shachyanu, al tzadi nir kais, what do you do? Kitzer, Gemara says, asla mishrach. Kitzer, if I remember correctly, the Ran says, you give it to the tinag. And even though normally it's a problem of sir b'yadayim, you're not allowed Michael cotton b'yadayim, even a tinag you're not allowed to. But if I'm not mistaken, I couldn't find it, but if I'm not mistaken, the Ran says that since it's his mitzvah, so you're allowed to give it to him. This was absurd, Iran. But I try. I couldn't find it. I have to call my meme. I heard this from Rabbi Rabin. I think Iran Lechatchila. So man, I really should call him. See if he remembers where Iran is. I remember it was a tshuva Iran, but my mamish looked high and low. I couldn't find. All right, Akabanim. At least according to the way my memory is, it was Iran. I remember that time. Saying the Zerai of Misran, Lagabe this Chakir. Okay. Now, Lagabe, the original Kasha of the Namitsuv Machai Behem, so the Shikin Betzes gives the Teretz. He says like this, that even though you now be Ivan Isser, Makam Sakana, But he says, that we, here we say, Chalal Dover Echad Kedei L'Kayim Mitzvahs Harbe. So even though there's no B'chai Behem, but there's a Svara. And this Svara echoes the Sugya in Yuma Pehei. The Gemara has a Svara, Rav Shimon Ben Menasya says, over there the Gemara has a whole bunch of reasons why Pekuach Nefesh is Daicha. And one of the reasons is the Shalom Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos, Chalo Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos is Harbe. And the Maskana, the Gemara brings, so that seems to be what he's saying over here. Chal Dover Echo, Kedei L'Kayim Mitzvahs Harbe. And even though the Gemara over there goes, the Gemara goes, it brings down a whole bunch of Sfaris, and where it brings down Shmuel, it says, V'chai Behem Lo Yishyamas Behem. And the Gemara says, that so the Gemara says because there's a perich on all the pshatim because Ashkan vaday is a kind of suffers kind of ainu lad mechal Shabbos v'chay ben loy Shabbos ben. So you might have thought the Gemara slugged up the other pshatim, but we see from him and also as many other ayahs we'll see in a minute that the svara of chal all of Shabbos achas kadesh yish meshbas zarbe and it's mavur in the sheet over here that it's not only by Shabbos. Meaning, you'll have your Ivan of Eir, Kadesh Ishmer, Mitzvahs Harbe. And that will apply even by Ben Nayach. So we think that applies even Maskana. Where else do we find this? Because there's a whole Shiloh in the Rishonim that a lot of Bimchal Shabbos is the same in Uber. I read some before, the Uber is not considered Nefesh. That's all Shiloh Gabe abortion, but that's not our Sugya for today. But an Uber is not considered Nefesh. The Rashi in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis says, "Shain Menida that Mendalid." So the question is, "Im Kain, are you allowed in Chal Shabbos the same in Uber?" So the Ramban, Tarus Adam, and the Ran in Yuma, they bring down from the Bahag they're allowed to. And Shainim explained the Bshitas of Hag. It's actually a Machlekes. So some Shainim hold you can't taka, but. But the Rishonim that hold you could, the Ramban explained, the Baha'i explained, because it's, even though he's not considered a nefesh, so there's no hetter v'chai ben, v'lo yishyamas ben, he's not considered alive, but still we say, chalo Shabbos achas, k'dei shish v'shabbos harbe. Because since l'maisa, he will be born, and then he'll be able to do mitzvahs. So may we say, Chalol Shabbos Achas today Shish Meshabbos is Harbe. So but now the question is though, so that's what they're saying over here. They're saying that Svara applies even to a Ben Noyach. That Mela, we say in the Mitzvah Mela today Sheishmer on the Mitzvahs. But now the question is though, because there's a Svara to say, and a lot of Acharim say this. And the Maskanas HaGemara, Harry Gemara said, Ashkan Safik. Ashkan Vade, Safik Minayin. There's Mashma, that the head of Kadesh Yishmer only applies to a Vadai, not to a Safik. So, and that's why Nibachai Ben, even a Safik. So Me'el Lefizeh, the Achrim will want to say, that like Moshe, in the case of the Uber, it's Dafka, when it's a Vadai. When it's a Vaday Sakana, but if it's a Safa Sakana, maybe not a Mechal Shabbos for an Uber. Because the whole Heter, if it's Alf Chai Bam, it's even Safik. But if the Heter is Kadesh Yishmar, that's the only Heter by Uber, it's only by Vaday, not by Safik. And Tak is doing Lashon of the Bahad, that's if it's a Vaday Sakana, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, save the Uber. Oh, the Chayim Kain, over here, in the case of the Reim, it's not as it's a suffix. It wasn't a bad day b'koch nefesh. So Mele, if his whole head is based, if the whole head of Moshe Rabbeinu was based on Mechai on Kadesh Yishmar, Chal Olav of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar, so in Kedesh Yishmar, it's only dafka by a bad day and not by a suffix. But Maisa, there is a machloikis, very fascinating machloikis between the Beis Meir and the Kveger. Brought down the Beis Meir and Simon Shin Lamed, where the question was, "Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a child of a mumar. So the Beis Meir, you're not allowed to, because the het of Chol Shabbos is Kadesh Yishma Chashabas is Harbe, and the child of a mumar is not likely that he's going to ever be Mekayim Shabbos. Because they didn't have, you know, curative organizations in those days, I don't know. Back upon him, but it's not likely. So Meila, there's no heter of being Mechal Shabbos to save a life of a child of a mumar. Zucker McVeger, what are you talking about? The heter of Chol Shabbos is not Kadesh Yishmer, it's Alts B'chaybem, Lo'yesh Yamasbem. So the child of the mumar has din of a Jew, and Meila is B'chaybem, Lo'yesh Yamasbem. This is B'chaybem, Lo'yesh Yamasbem. So what do we see from the Beis Meir? We see from the Beis Meir that the Svara of Chal Ol of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar remains even in the Maskana. When the Gemara said, I Ashkan Vadai Safak Minolon, the Gemara was saying that we don't have a Makar from Kadesh Yishmar by itself to allow you even in a Safak. For that we need the Chai Behem to fill the space. B'chaybem is megalot to me that the heter of Kadesh Yishmer applies even by Safek. So B'chaybem is not a new heter. B'chaybem is a heter that Kadesh Yishmer applies even by Safek. Mamela, that's the Reim could hold. So Mamela, if he's there, even by Benayat, we say this is Svar B'chaybem, the Svar Kadesh Yishmer, even by Safek, it will be mutter, according to the Beis Meir. Oh, so I was thinking, it's time that it will come out the charakut. According to the Shita, it should be mutter for a Jew to mechal Shabbos for a guy, alts kadesh yishmar. We were saying the Svar Kadesh Yishmer applies even by a guy. So the Chayyur, you should welcome Chal Shabbos to save a guy, which is a huge chiddush. That a Jew can Chal Shabbos for a guy. Because when we see in the Shita, it's not that. We could have said, okay, it's Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos Harbe. Right? We see in the Shita, the Svar applies even when it's not Shabbos. Okay, I skipped one part. I'm just going to move on. There's another shayla over here, and that is, Moshe Rabbeinu was nanash because he was oisig b'mala in tchila. He was oisig b'mala in tchila. So the question is, l'chayra, there's a p'tur of oisig mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. Hashem told him, go down to Mitzrayim. He's being oisig in a mitzvah of Hashem. So chayr is a p'tur of oisig mitzvah in a mitzvah. So, if you remember, in Kayitzman, we learned brachas. So we learned the sukkah of oisig mitzvah in a mitzvah. So we had then, machaykes rishayinim. Machaykes taisvis and the ran in sukkah chafhei. Whether or not, the p'tur of oisig mitzvah in a mitzvah is dafka when it's if shel kaim shneim, or is a ptor even when it's ef shel kaim shneim. Shita's apaisvis is that the whole terrorist mitzvah about the mitzvah is dafka when it's if shel kaim shneim. But if shel kaim shneim, then there's no ptor. Taisvis, famous Taisvis, says if you say not like that, so say a guy that's wearing tzitzis, a guy that's wearing tefillin, he should put on all the mitzvahs. Elamai, it's Efshel Chaim Shneim. You can wear tzitzis and wear tefillin and still do another mitzvah. The Shita of the Ran, the Zeruah, the Mrachar Zeruah, and others, is that even when it's Efshel Chaim Shneim, still your partner. Even if it's Efshel, Kaim Shneim, it's still your potter. Why? I tell you, it's Azakasha from Tzitzis and Tefillin. Here the Ran is not there that Isaac admits the Pabna Mitzvah, but not a Makayim Mitzvah. So when you're wearing Tefillin, you're being Makayim Mitzvah. You're not Isaac, there's no Askus. You're not doing anything. It's passive. So Meila there, there's no Ptur of Isaac in the Mitzvah. But when you're being Isaac in the Mitzvah, even when it's Efshel Kayim Shneim, still we say you're Potter. Oh, so Meila, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So according to Taisus, that the heter of Isaac Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah is Dafka. When it's Efshel Kayim Shneim, so Mela over here, we could say, was that Shekhaim Shnei? Once he got to the Malon, he was resting, so he couldn't have Mela then. It's not a stira. If you hold the Fideran and company, that once you start a mitzvah, until you finish the mitzvah, even though it's possible to do the second mitzvah, you put there. We had the Merachah Zeruah, which I said I wasn't allowed to tell you guys, but the guy that comes to Yeshiva to learn, he's puffing all mitzvahs, and he only might see that Baal Batim with Shaifer Arvus. So Mele, over here also, once Moshe Rabbeinu was on his way to the mitzvah, he was holding ice cream mitzvah. So Mele, he's puffing. So Mele, she's puffing. Oh. So the part, what? What?
Why according to Tosfos, is it okay? Isn't it being busy with the place to rest, so you can kind of rest on himself instead of all
that? That's only if it's going to stare you. It's only if it's going to stare you. But maybe over here, Punk, there wasn't, it went to stare him. They said, you got to be sukkah. That if you have to go, if you matriarch yourself and build a sukkah, this and that, you're going to take a couple hours and it's going to stir your rest, then it's a problem. Over here, could be, it's not, it was just it's a few minutes, it's not something that stirs. Now, we can say that, Kapan. So the Paratiris wants to say that before Mount Taira, there's no Ptur Vaisik Mitzvah. Haray, where do we learn out the Ptur Vaisik Mitzvah about the Mitzvah? We learn it out from Vlech Chavaderech. Prat, lech es didach, right? You only chayv in Krishma if it's lech es didach. But if it's not lech es didach, then you're potter. So that's dafka. Lachem atner, we have this heter. Oh, the problem is lechayv the ritva. I read the ritva in sukkah, which we discussed then. Kaizman ritva, famous ritva. Yidva says, "Where's the kasha? Why aren't you part of the mitzvah? The mitzvah, tebe blame mitzvara, right? Why? If you're mill doing one mitzvah, mechteisi, you should go and stop one mitzvah, do another mitzvah, right? Mechteisi, mechteisi, you do that. So you don't need a pasuk. Yidva says, famous Yidva, that the chiddush of asking about the mitzvah is that the second mitzvah is considered to be a dvar shus. That not only is it part of the mitzvah, but you're doing one mitzvah, you shouldn't do the second mitzvah, because it's not a dvar shus. Akapon receives the dvar, you don't need a pasuk to tell me is mitzvah part of the mitzvah. The pasuk is only there to tell me what? Pasuk is only there to tell me that if you're doing one mitzvah, you shouldn't do the second mitzvah. But the truth of the matter is, though, so Meila filirut vats hadra kush l'duchte. So you don't have the problem. You can't say problem to Jesus' parents. So Meila hadra kush l'duchte. What's Rav Moshe Beinu? That why was he punished? I submit about the mitzvah. So I was thinking it could be the ritva that asked the kasha why you need a pasuk. He's going l'shitasa like Taismus that. That Oisimid is only when it's Yevshel Kayim Shneim. Then it's Taka Svara. But if you hold that even when it's Yevshel Kayim Shneim, still your potter, so it's not, don't kasha why you need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to tell me that even when it's Yevshel Kayim Shneim. So Mela, it works out. Karei, Lefitais, we said, anyway, the kasha wasn't Shver. Lefitais, we said, Dachmurinzi, Epshokayim Shneim. From here, Kabuz Epshokayim Shneim. So Mela, there was no authorized commitment. So Echlaim, even though it's Mesvara, that Mesvara is only that to say, when it's Epshokayim Shneim. But the same is a Ptur. When it's Epshokayim Shneim, for that, you talk need a pasuk, and for that, and the old kasha was only for that shita, and for that the parashiyos says the pasuk was not before matan Torah. Okay, there's another discussion over here in the whole story, and that is where the pasuk says that Sipira took the rock and she did the mila, right? So the question is a woman kasher to do mila? So it's talking about Yizrach of Zion, and Mars discusses there, Gabi, a guy, where the guy is kosher, is a machlaikis, why a guy is possible. One says, Va'ata is Brizi Tishmar, and one says, Va'ata is Brizi Tishmar, not a guy. One says, Himo Yimo, that someone who's Gemalt could do Mila, Himo Yimo, the double lush in there. Mars is my Benayu, and Isha, the man dumb, Va'ata is Brizi Tishmar, Tarei, Isha, and as Brisi Tishmar, she doesn't have the bris of Mila. But the Mandam Himo Yimo, there we say it's Command the Mali. So it gets more Mount Moed Machlekes, depending on it. We know that a guy is can do Mila. That'll be nafkamin al gabi isha. In fact, the Gemara, I had said, Vatikach Tzipayra Tzar. We see Tzipayra did Mila. So we say, no, not Vatikach, Vatakach. Meaning she told someone else to do it. Ayat Vatikra is also, other territories where it says, she started and Moshe Rabbeinu finished it. Al Kapanim, that's brought down Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. That a woman, Hakuk Shein Lama from Eved Isha Cotton or Yisrael Shmezach Machz Mila, but Chatchila a man should do it. Rama says Yesh Aim and Isha Leitima. Now, the Shaila there. What about a bracha? The Chabad says a woman can do Mila. Right, a woman can do Mila. What about it's mashma? She can make a bracha also. Right? So she can do mila. If she don't do mila without the bracha, then we don't do mitzvah without brachas. The Mishnah in Chumas that says, Chumash lo yitraimu, and Elaim can't take off Chumah. Why? Because he can't make the bracha. So if the Mechaber says a woman could do mila, it's mashma, she can make the bracha as well. So the question is, Fek the Machna, in Kedushin Chavtes, Harei, the Mechaber holds that a woman, B'mitzah say, Shazman Grama, can't make a bracha. Why? Because she can't say B'tzivanu. Anche, right, B'nei Ashkenaz, right, go with the Ramah, that a woman could make a bracha, big machlokes shayinim. So the question is, L'fi the Mechaber, a woman can't say bracha on Lulav. Why? Because she can't say Vitzivanu. So Mela, if she's part of the mitzvah of Mila, how could she say Vitzivanu? How could she make a bracha? Asher Kishon Mitzvayza Vitzivanu Al Mila. And the esteem of the Mechaber is mashma that she could do the Mila and make a bracha. Where is the Pel Otzim? So up to the Sefer Makna. Shuk a famous Makna, but it's coming from this question. He said, even a woman is nismayit from the chi of Mila as a parent, oisa v'loy oisa, that only partners her from the chi of Mila of b'yayim ha-shmini imo. But, I mean, the Gemara over there says that if the father is not going to do the Mila, so Bezdin is mitzvah. Now, Bezdin doesn't mean Bezdin, It's not a chiv mutl on Bezdin. Bezdin, what does it mean, Bezdin? Bezdin means that there's a chiv on Klai Yisrael. There's a chiv on Klai Yisrael to be mal each and every Jewish child. And Mela, if the father's not doing it, then she's mitzvah al Bezdin. So Mela, she also has shaykhus, she also does it, she could save it tzivanu. She shaykhus to the tzivoy of Mila, and the father's not doing it, and she out Bezdin, she has a chiv to do it. So the question is, so the question of the fees there. Second. So question of the, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Second. That would answer Moshe Rabbeinu also. But the question like this though. Haray. There's a Tashbit that says that when the father wants to do the Mila, even if he's not doing it now, eventually he wants to do it. But not now. Can Bezdin get involved or not? Is Bezdin Mechuyev get involved or not? So Tashbit says no. He says, brings right from Rashi, Rambam, Kids of Tashbit says that the father is, even though he's being this atzel, he's not doing it right away, he's not doing bismana, Bezdin doesn't come in and say, okay, you're not doing bismana, the eighth day, we're going to do it. He wants to waste his time. He wants to wait. That's the shit of Tashbit. So Melo Fizel come out, at least so I'm saying, the confession is the Mechaber says the woman could do Mila, right? So it's Mashma, even when the father wants to do it, says no Chiyah Bezdin. No Chiyah Bezdin. It's like this. So maybe you can give a different terrors why you make a bracha, and that is, because it's a Dakas Dikateres. Maybe this way, say a woman can't save a Tzivanu. That's a pshat. When she, for her to take a lulav, there's no mitzvah. There's no, on the her taking the lulav, there is no tzivay on it. B'chal. Masha'en came by Mila, being mal this child, there is a tzivay to be mal this child. So Mela, you know, she punk doesn't have the tzivay, but at least it's better than lulav. By lulav, there's no tzivoy at all that she should take a lulav. No one's mitzvah she should take a lulav. Now, Shainke by Mila, there's a tzivoy that this child should be gemalt. So it could be, maybe even if you call the mechaber, she could say, v'tzivanu. The Maisa is a fascinating shita of the Marach Har Zeruah. And he says that when the father is that the whole miyud oisav leoisav, the woman is married from the mitzvah mila, that's not when the father could do it right now. If for whatever reason the father's an einus and the father can't do it, then the mother is mitzvah. And brings it right from the sugi and yivamis ayin alpha and beis, where the Gemara is trying to figure out a case where milas benoi of shas achila is makiv. Meaning, there's, let's say, you know, the situation where, because in other words, milas benoi, if a guy do, a guy's a child that has to do mila, so b'shas the shechita, then already passes him. So Gemara is trying to figure out in the hechatimtza where b'shas the shechita, there wasn't a problem, and b'shas the achila, there is a problem. So what's that case? So Gemara says, the case is where the parents were in jail, and they came out of jail after the Shechita, before the Achila. So even though B'shas, they were an Oynis, B'shas the Shechita, so it's not going to be Ma'akiv, the Milas Benoi is not going to be Ma'akiv, the carbon, but they're not going to be able to eat the carbon because they could have, after they came out of jail, they could do the Mila. So Rashi says, Chushim B'shas Atziyah, B'shas Atziyah, Umitzes mil mutelas aleim, v'loy al acherim, v'heim en yichayim lasayis. And they sent the shliach to shech the Karim Pesach, so it's not a problem. But the Gabbat Echila, if they didn't do the meal, they have a problem. So the Zeruz Medayik from Rashi, Rashi says that Shneim, right, they were both in jail. And the meal was mutelas aleihem. Vayis said, what would be if the father was in jail and the mother wasn't in jail? So then the mother is mechuyev to do it. And it's mavor. Yeah, okay, it's layup. You have to go. You see the merachas are inside in Simon Yin Aleph. It's very clear. They're saying it's mamash achiyev on the woman. Not like the merachas, the sefer makna, even though. I heard a few times from Rosh Hashanah, he wanted to push the Makna, save Makna into the Merach Azura. At one time he sent him a letter, and he sent me back a letter that, no, he never really meant it, Hulu, but Lamaisa, I even came and brought the recording to Noam Rosen to hear it. He was really saying that, but anyway. But in the letter, at least, he answered me, if anyone sees the letter, can see the letter, and he answered me that, no, Avad, I'm right, never meant it. Avad the Marchazu was saying, there's Taka Chiv. Chiv on the mother. Now, with this, you can answer the Zemen Chananel. Zemen Chananel says, in Yom Pehei, that he says, it's not the Shaila over there. He says, that same Sugi, Gemara's trying to learn out with Pukh Nefesh is Daicha. So one man Yama says, the Pukh Nefesh is Daicha, because if it's Daicha Shabbos for one Aver, Kolshkein for the whole body. So Mila is Daicha Shabbos. So he says, where do you see that Mila is like, is a Sakana? So he says, we see from Eliezer ben Moshe. Yeah, he bederech. Ve'ivakish hamisoi. Who is the Nachash trying to kill? Says Ben Chanano, Latinoik. Mifneishin is atzli imoy v'loy molay. The mechlekes in the Gemara. Going down on the Amar. Shin is atzli imoy. Yeah? That's who wanted to kill the kid. What does the imoy have to do with anything? It's Moshe's problem. Why is the imoy? Elamai will be riot to the Merachah Zeruah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it. Oh, why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu do it? For that, you have to see another Ben Chananel, that Ben Abachi, this which Parashah brings down. And he says, that what? He says, why say Vatikach Spira, once they saw the danger, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, once they saw the danger, why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Elamai is up there, Ben Abachi, B'shem Ben Chananel. It's not Mamash Pratner in the Parsha. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. Because it says, "Bikach Moshe is ishtoy veizbana ve'yarkiv mal chamar," and says, meaning he went ahead, I guess, and maybe they came afterwards. But ve'yarkiv mal chamar, but he wasn't there. He wasn't with them. He wasn't traveling with them. So Mela, he says that Mela, he says Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. Oh, so Mela, if you're the Zeruah, it's Geshmak the Ben Chananu. Because the father is not there. Who has to do it? The mother. So here also, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lufir Ben Bachi, B'Shem Ben Chananel, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. And now that Moshe Rabbeinu, now Tzipora saw a problem, Mele, she was Mechuyiv. Just one more point, it's not an interesting point in the whole parasha over here. That the question is like this: there's a Marsha, because the Marbik Zan Rav Shimon Gamliel says who said that the child, the Nachash, wanted to kill the child, not Maisha. Masha says, according to him, Maisha Beinu wasn't Misrash on the Mila, because he said, because the Shvua to Yisrael, right? The Shvua to Yisrael. And the Shvua to Yisrael. That what? The first child will be led by the Zara. So that, the Cheskuni says, doesn't mean the Mamash Valley by Zara, it means he won't have Mila, it'll be a Ger Taishav, right? And, but he says though, the Mashal says, the Mashman wasn't as rational in the Mila. Why? Because he made a promise, he made a Shvua. And the Cheskuni also says that in Midian, he has a tzad that it wasn't Eliezer that was in danger. It was Gershon that was in danger, because Gershon didn't do Mila because they were in Midian. So Midian, he didn't have a problem. But now they left Midian, he had to do it. And the Targum Yonis and Miuchas Targum Yonis is also Vagar Gershom Bray. They have a Gazal. He also says it was because of Gershom that he was in danger, not because of Eliezer. Mamash Targum Yonis and Targum Shalmi El Eisa Gisray Lo Shafke LeMigzrei. Yeah. So the question is. B'chayit Nishbel Vatlas a Mitzvah. How does Shvuah chal? How can Moshe Rabbeinu make a Shvuah? The Mishnah is saying that the Cheskuni, the Mashal is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Einis. He had to keep a Shvuah. Chayit a Shvuah, chayit a Shvuah. Nishbel Vatlas a Mitzvah. Baisai. You're learning Shvuahs. Nishbel Vatlas a Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham has a pirush of his called Zeis Ranon on the Alkut. He wants to say a fascinating parrots, which the Tzitzayezer is to man him, that he says that since she wasn't Jewish, so Mela, the child was a guy, no Chiyamila, which is a Peli, it wasn't Megayer. Then he gives another parrots, which sounds like it's not so clear, but he gives another parrots, that it sounds like it was Chal B'Kailel, because the Shvuah was, I don't chop the kailal exactly. I even downloaded it from Hebrew books. It wasn't so clear exactly what he was saying. But this is Zeis Ranan. It sounds like he's saying that the Shvuah was that the first child will be for Yisrael, and the second child will much better do what he wants with. All right? So somehow, that's the kail of it. That's why it's chal b'chal. I don't chap how that's a kail of it. It's chal, two separate things. It's not the same thing b'chal. So I don't know chap what the Magen Avraham was talking about over there. But just to finish, with this idea of Yisrael. So there's an interesting shmuz from Chaim Shmulevitz on this point. He asked the kasha, what's b'chal Yisrael? You see, the Rabbaz talks about it also. What's Pshat Yisrael? Yeah? Haray, Yisrael gave up Avodah Zarah, right? Yeah, he tried all the Avodah Zarah in the world, and he came to the Hakara that Hashem will Akim. So what was this Mbot Natanai is making Moshe Rabbeinu? And the first child will be Avodah Zarah. But he already came to the Hakara that Judaism is the only correct religion. So what do you want? Doug Chaim Shmulevitz, Elamai Pshani, you see, that Pshani Yisroi, he wanted that the son should come through on his own. Because that human nature is, you don't want to be forced to do something. You want to do it because you want to do it. So Mela, he didn't want that the grandson should be forced. Let him go around, let him go find himself in the Far East. Let him trek through who knows where with a backpack, and then he'll come. He'll find himself, and he'll come to realize that the Judaism is the only religion. But a person that naturally doesn't want to be for Zibuk. Chaim Shlavis says it's unbelievable pshat by Shim Ben Geira that he cursed David, and David tells Shlaima before he died, you and your chachmi are going to take care of him. So what he did, he gave him a house in Shlaim. He told him, the second you leave, you're dead. 3 years he lasted. Neved ran away. He went to get him, and he got killed with Merib Malchus. So Chaim Shlavis, what's pshat Shim Ben Geira? Hooray, he knew that if he leaves Yerushalayim, he's dead. Yeah, Elamai, yeah? So what was his problem? He gave himself a house in Yerushalayim. Zeo, stay. Elamai, you see a person, so Shlaim Melech and Stubb Chachmasai, that first, before, he could give him a villa in Har Nof, but a person, he's forced to be here, then it's a jail. Like, you know, like my chevron and all the boys, well, now they already got corona, but in the beginning, they were months and months, they didn't have any corona, they were taka, the boys were going nuts over there, they couldn't leave, their mom was going crazy. Al-Kabanim, they instead taka, b'chash lev. So, a person doesn't want to be forced to do anything. So, Mela, he was a beautiful jail, he had a villa, but he was in jail. Yeah, he was in jail. So Meila, that's the Pshat Yisrael. Obi Zakar B'chaim Shem Levitz, that's not the Yisrael. Ever Hashem, the Pshat is Adar Abad. The Abdus is to be a Mukhrach. The Yisrael V'yaz Hashem is not to do it, you know, because it suits you. The idea is to be an Eved, and Ever Hashem is to do it as an Eved, and that's really the Ika Abdus, and that was really the flaw in Yisrael's reasoning.